Good morning, lovelies. It is still pretty early in the morning, and I figured I'd start the day with a get-to-know night, as it's like a really good warm-up for me, and it helps me wake up and just get my head on straight, so. We will begin with the most commonly asked question on the form, which is, how am I feeling? And I'm feeling way better. I still have a cough, which sucks. I'm still a little congested, but on the whole, I'm way more functional. So I'm pretty happy about that. So let's jump on into it. So the first question is from Anonymous. It says, what will happen to all the not safe for work requests people filled out in the audio request form that just weren't gotten around to since they no longer have access to them? So I'm still going through the request forms. There's a lot of them. I don't do all of the requests. I like cherry pick them. So I look for concepts and things that I haven't done before and usually do them first. But almost every day I go through all of them and I look at ideas that I like, and if I like them, I just do them. Especially if I can, like, get in that headspace for that concept, I just usually run with it. But basically, almost everything in that folder is going to get done at some point. It's Not Safe for Work will get posted to the Sweetheart tier, but it will be completed at some point. Down the road, I was thinking about releasing one of the four Not Safe Works I do a month for the QD tier, just so they can get access to it. Playing around with the idea. So we'll see in the future if that ends up happening. But with me getting better, I can record more. And if I can record more, then I can totally justify doing that. And I really want to. So we'll see. We'll definitely see. But thank you for your question. The next question I have is from Animal Crackers. Currently, would you be okay being in just a vanilla relationship, or would your future relationship have to involve DDLG or some kind of kink in general? I don't think there's anything wrong with being in a vanilla relationship. I think normal vanilla relationships are fine. Obviously, having some DDLG or having some kink play in general would be fun. But I think it wouldn't preclude me from having a relationship in that kind of way. So, yeah. It's more about the person than the other stuff around it, I guess. For me, at least. Thank you for your question, Apple Crackers. Okay. Anonymous asks, what are your thoughts on women squirting? Turn off, turn on. Have you ever seen a woman cry tears during an orgasm? I think squirting is a turn on. I think it's fine. I have no issue with squirting, personally. I think it's actually quite hot because it's a very visual and physical response to orgasm that you can, like, quantify. Which is nice. And I haven't seen a woman, like, burst into tears or anything, but I've seen, like, cry a little bit. It's not that uncommon. Thank you for your question, Anonymous. Cass asks, can you not? And the answer is, I cannot. Thank you for your question. Alright. Crystal asks, how many times have you been in love? Do you fall in love easily? How long does it take you to fall for someone? If someone were to send you a picture of themselves, would you be willing to tell them if you're interested in them? How many times have I been in love? I think I've been in love 5 times in my life. For sure. So 5 is the answer. I think when I was younger, I fell in love very easily. But as I get older, it's harder to be so willing to like jump into it, you know? Which is both good and bad, you know? I think that's the nice thing about being younger is you're less afraid to fall in love. But I don't think you can fall in love with someone just based on a picture or an image, you know? Love is a more substantiated thing that occurs over time with lust is what you see. Love is what you develop, you know? You build love. You don't. It's not instant, you know? You can lust for someone, but to love someone is takes time, takes work. It's not easy, you know. But yeah, thank you for your question, Crystal. Anonymous asks, if a woman is squirting instead of peeing, what are your thoughts on squirting? The same, I guess, but squirting is different from peeing. It's not the same. It's a different process. What you're describing is instead water sports, but yeah, I mean, I feel this harkens back to the squirting question. There's not a lot of squirting questions. Yeah, squirting is not peeing. It's a different process entirely. But thank you for your question, Anonymous. Okay. Fairylight asks, would you ever live stream games from Nintendo? I would love to see you running around as Link. I would love to play some Nintendo games. I'd love to play Let's Go Pikachu. I'd love to play Breath of the Wild. It's only a matter of figuring out how to stream it properly. I'd have to set it all up. But if I did, I would be 100% down to do that. I think that'd be so much fun. Will it be happening in the near future? I don't know. Maybe come April. I can kind of get all that figured out. But thank you for your question, Fairlight. Anonymous asks, if you could be any pizza topping, what would you be and why? Either onions, because then I can go on like almost any pizza and be delicious, or pineapple, because although not everyone will love me, the people who love me really do. So one of those two. That's my pizza topping answer. Thank you, Anonymous. All right, Anonymous asks, you're into DDLG. Would you say that it's a big part of that you're a big part of the community? And would you want a full-time DDLG relationship? Or would you enter a vanilla relationship and incorporate DDLG into the bedroom? Would I say I'm a big part of the community? I don't think I am. I'd be really flattered if I was. I don't know if I The things I do or the things I say have any weight in the DDLG community, but yeah. In terms of the answer, in terms of the relationship, a vanilla relationship that incorporates some DDLG or a full-time DDLG relationship are both great. I wouldn't be opposed to either of them. I think it might be better to enter into a vanilla relationship and incorporate DDLG elements into it slowly over time, but the other way also works very well too. So it just depends. It just depends. So I hope that answers your question, Anonymous. I'm sorry I'm like so like stuffy. I'm still fighting this thing off. Anonymous asks, would you accept and perform scripts written especially for you by a fan? How would you want it to be sent to you, or would you rather not? So this is a hard one because I don't really, well, I don't ever do scripts. They're really just not for me. I tend to do things off the top of my head. Incorporating real life stuff and trying to be organic. But when people have sent me scripts that they want me to perform, I tend to, you look at, the moments of the script and try to build my role play off of that. So if you want to send me, a script, I won't do it beat for beat, but I'd be more than happy to read it. So you can send to me in Patreon as a direct message or through Twitter. Those are the two ways I think that are the best ways to get to me. So I appreciate the question, and if you're going to send me a script, I appreciate that too. So thank you, Anonymous. All right, Anonymous asks, if you could only eat at one fast food place for the rest of your life, where would it be? Oh my God, that's so hard. I think I've answered this before. I'm gonna say Freddy's. Freddy's. I'm changing my answer. It's Freddy's. So, Ulda Vera asks, hey, Knight, I have a couple of questions actually. One, have you ever been ghosted or ghosted anyone? What do you think the reasons are for people ghosting others? And finally, how do you feel about it? Just want to hear your insight. Okay, so I have been ghosted. A long time ago, I was ghosted. I think people do it because they're afraid of confrontation and conflict. They're afraid of hurting another person's feelings. I think they're also afraid of confronting people. And I think it sucks. But I also recognize that if someone was willing to just ghost you, they didn't really care about you to begin with. So I think it's also a good indicator of like the person's feelings towards you. So if you've been ghosted by someone, you need to like compartmentalize and be like push that person away because they weren't good for you to begin with, you know? I hope that answers your question. We still have a few more on the Patreon forum, but just to save my voice and so I don't heck of a long. I'm gonna end it here, but I hope you appreciate it. I hope you enjoyed this little get to know night. I'm stopped posting them onto YouTube for YouTube demonetization reasons, but they're gonna live on Soundgasm as sound recording, so I hope you guys don't mind that. But I will keep doing this. Pretty much every Monday is what I'm shooting for. This one's a little late, I know, but either way, I hope you enjoyed it, and I will talk to you all later.